Practical Grammar of Northern Haida, Unit 1.9. Singular Verbs and Plural Verbs. So far, we've seen two ways that we can talk about a group of people doing an action. Either by using a plural pronoun, such as t'lung or d'lung, or by using two names linked by iskan. An interesting fact about Haida is that some verbs change their form depending on whether just one person is doing the action or if a group of people is doing the action. Here are a couple of examples using verbs we already know, k'owa and k'tsa. Vira k'owang. Vira k'owang. Vira is sitting. Vira iskan ted k'owangang. Vira iskan ted k'owangang. Vira and Ted are sitting. Shkatsang. Shkatsang. I am coming in. T'lung istang. T'lung istang. We are coming in. When one person is sitting, the verb we use is k'owa. However, if two or more people are sitting, then we use a different verb, k'owang. The same thing happens when we're talking about coming in. If there's just one person coming in, the verb is k'tsa. If it's two or more people coming in, the verb is istsa. It turns out that there are quite a few pairs of verbs just like this in Haida. Here's a few more examples. Dladal. Dladal. For a singular subject, to walk slowly or to stroll. Hadal. Hadal. For a plural subject, to walk slowly or stroll. Adi. Adi. For a singular subject, to go to sleep. K'astla. K'astla. For a plural subject, to go to sleep. S'haithla. S'haithla. For a singular subject, to cry. S'haiga. S'haiga. For a plural subject to cry. Skinna. Skinna. For a singular subject to wake up. Skinnung. Skinnung. For a plural subject to wake up. As these examples show, the relationship between singular verbs and plural verbs is very complex. In some cases, like dladal and hadal, or qatsa and istsa, the two verbs start differently but end the same. In other cases, like qadi and qasla, or skinna and skinnung, the two verbs start the same but end differently. Here are some examples that contrast the singular and plural verbs. Mark dladalgang. Mark dladalgang. Mark is walking along slowly. Mark iskan jo hadalgang. Mark iskan jo hadalgang. Mark and Joe are walking along slowly. Pam s'haithlang. Pam s'haithlang. Pam is crying. Pam iskan Sam s'haigang. Pam iskan Sam s'haigang. Pam and Sam are crying. Sh-k-a-dee-gung. Sh-k-a-dee-gung. I am going to sleep. T'lung-a-slang. T'lung-a-slang. We are going to sleep. Dung-skinang. Dung-skinang. You are waking up. D'lung-skinungung. D'lung-skinungung. You folks are waking up. Fortunately for us, most verbs in Haida can be used with either a singular subject or a plural subject, with no change in form. But as we go along and learn more vocabulary, we will need to pay close attention to those verbs which are specifically for singular subjects and those verbs which are specifically for plural subjects.